The floor.
Merci, Monsieur l'Ambassadeur.
Thank you, Ambassador, and I would like to thank all of the experts participating in this session for their very interesting presentations. I really think that this session on characterizing lethal autonomous weapon systems is a key part of this third informal expert meeting. Indeed, even if we continue to and hope to draw upon our reflections on all interesting subjects relating to laws, it remains necessary, indeed vital, to make progress on moving towards a common definition, a common characterization. This will allow us to ensure that all stakeholders in this debate are all talking about the same type of systems. Clearly, the state of our work as at present does not yet allow us to establish and to set the nature of our laws, but it remains useful to consider the characterization of these potential future systems. From this point of view, the issue of autonomy, as we have already said, is essential. A law's autonomy should be seen as full from our point of view. That is to say that there should be no possible form of human supervision once the system is activated. As the non-paper that France circulated demonstrates, a law from our point of view should meet the following conditions altogether. Firstly, it should be able to move in a terrestrial, air, or maritime environment autonomously, that is to say, without any human supervision or validation. Secondly, it should be able to select a target and to open fire using a lethal munition autonomously. That is to say, once again, without any human supervision or validation. Lastly, it should be able to adapt to its environment and to the behavior of objects and agents around it, and as a result, in an environment that is not totally predictable. And it would also not be totally predictable. Thus, although laws are deployed by people with a given mission, these would be systems that fulfill this mission without human intervention, and the behavior of which would not be entirely predictable, in particular due to the fact that due to their ability to learn within a changing complex environment. In any case, a laws would only be conceivable if it respects international humanitarian law and the relevant provisions of international law. We will have another opportunity to discuss this, but from the point of view of the French Armed Forces, total autonomy and the lack of a link with a human operator that would imply would run counter to the military commander's need to monitor the situation and have operational control. Laws do not exist at present, but the rapid progress and constant monitoring of technical progress is necessary. This, indeed, is what requires us to continue our work so that we can make progress together and by consensus in the framework of the CCP.